CollingwoodToday.ca welcomes letters to the editor. They can be sent to Erica at CollingwoodToday.ca. Please include your full name, address, and phone number for verification purposes. How many times can you pull on an elastic band before it breaks? I suppose it depends on the amount of stress in each pull? One could compare the Ontario healthcare system to an elastic band. Successive Ontario governments have taken the healthcare system for granted and it has been under stress for years. The result is a system that has snapped and is in crisis. No matter where you look, long-term care, home care and hospital care have been stressed to the point that they are broken. All sectors are underfunded, patient care is suffering and employees are not recognized for the incredible work that they perform daily. The COVID pandemic has really brought the crisis into the limelight. Take nurses as an example. Prior to the start of the pandemic, the Ford government passed Bill 124. It limits annual salary increases for nurses to 1%. 1% doesn't even come close to keeping up with inflation, currently at 5.7%. Then the pandemic hit. Nurses and other healthcare professionals put their lives on the line daily to assist those who fell ill to COVID. Under COVID conditions, a 1% pay increase is like a slap in the face. 1% has to be demoralizing and it would undoubtedly leave one feeling completely disrespected. Nurses are burned out, underpaid and are leaving the profession in large numbers. What did the Ford government do? They implemented a $5,000 retention payment system for nurses. Did it work? Nurses are still leaving in large numbers. Many have looked to the private sector and found employment that recognizes their value and remunerates appropriately. The Ford government refuses to repeal Bill 124. Recently, Ford decided to refund Ontario drivers' license plate sticker payments for the past 2 years. The cost $1.1 billion. Rather than refund drivers with what is largely viewed as an attempt to buy votes in the upcoming election, $1.1 billion would have gone a long way to recognizing the value of nurses to our society and would have been a big step towards fixing part of our broken healthcare system. Ron Tadman, Blue Mountains.